Financial management is that managerial activity which is concerned with the planning and controlling of the firm's financial resources. It was a branch of economics till 1890, and as a separate discipline, it is of recent origin. Still, it has no unique body of knowledge of its own and draws heavily on economics for its theoretical concepts even today. Scope of finance. What is finance? What are firms' financial activities? How are they related to the firm's other activity? Firms create manufacturing capacities for production of goods. Some provide services to their customers. They sell their goods or services to earn profit. They raise funds to acquire manufacturing and other facilities. So, the three most important activities of a business firm are production, marketing, and finance. A firm secures whatever capital it needs and employs it in activities which generate returns on invested capitals. There can be two types of assets, real assets and financial assets. A firm requires real assets to carry on its business. Tangible real assets are physical assets that include plant, machinery, office, factory, furniture, and buildings. Intangible real assets include technical know-how, technological collaborations, patents, copyrights. While financial assets, also called securities, are financial papers or instruments such as equity shares and bonds or debentures. Firms issue securities to investors in the primary capital market to raise the necessary funds. The securities issued by firms are traded, purchased, and sold by investors in the secondary capital markets. Financial assets also include lease obligations and borrowings from banks, financial institutions, and other sources. The finance function can be divided into three broad categories: investment decisions, financing decisions, and dividend decisions. In other words, the firm decides how much to invest in short-term and long-term assets and how to raise the required funds. In making financial decisions, the financial managers should aim at increasing the value of shareholders' wealth. This is referred as principle of shareholder wealth maximization. Wealth maximization is superior to profit maximization, since the wealth is precisely defined as net present value and it accounts for time value of money and risk. Shareholders and managers have the principal agent relationships. In practice, there may arise a conflict between the interest of shareholders and managers. This is referred as agency problem, and the associated costs are called agency cost. Offering ownership rights to managers can mitigate agency cost. The financial manager raises capital from the capital market. He or she should therefore know how the capital market functions to allocate capital to the competing firms and how security prices are determined in the capital market. Most companies have only one chief financial officer, but a large company may have both a treasurer and a controller who may or may not operate under CFO. The treasurer's function is to raise and manage company funds, while the controller oversees whether funds are correctly applied. A number of companies in India either have a finance director or a vice president of finance as the chief financial officer.